Census 1234 invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Heath Franklin.
Good morning, everybody. It's me, Tony Martin. That man over there is the king of prizes, Ed Cavalli. Give him a round.
Are you that, Tony? Plastic bag full of prizes.
I don't want to know what's in that bag till we get to Talkback Mountain.
Yeah.
You've spent 24 hours building this up. Everyone's wondering, what are the prizes? Ed's actually been out and not raided the prize cupboard and got a lot of, you know, free giveaways.
Which I could have done.
This is actual stuff he's obtained.
Paid for.
Legally.
Yep.
Himself.
And I just want to say that on the, just as a teaser, on the bag, it says jewelry, perfume, gifts. Could be any one of those.
That's going to get people hanging in, you reckon? All right. And where is our co-host, Heath Franklin?
On the Kingsway.
No idea.
In transit. What are we doing, Tone? Our guests don't really want to show up on time.
It's the latest craze, not showing up, forget this. It's, you know, it's not cool if you're actually here at the beginning of the program.
No.
You look like an idiot.
Yeah.
But let's take this opportunity, I think, to draw our attention to some of the big stories that we've been ignoring. We've been talking about miners and the budget and what about the booby in peril? The federal government of Australia has sidestepped its own environmental laws to build a $336 million detention centre on Christmas Island, despite the facility being nestled between pristine rainforest and national parkland, which is home to an endangered Australian bird. Were you aware of this?
No.
The local community has voiced concerns about the project's impact on the Abbott's booby, a bird that breeds only in the island's rainforest. The booby is in danger.
But Abbott's booby.
What are we going to do about the Abbott's booby?
They'll have to suckle on Tony Abbott's boobies.
Okay, let's go to a song.
Sorry, it's all I can think of.
It's all off the top of his head. I should point that out.
Yeah, that wasn't written.
You're onto something. Do we need a telethon?
Oh.
Do we need Save Our Boobies? That's something Channel 10 could get behind. They could get that mother and daughter fake tits team from Big Brother.
That's a good start.
Save Our Boobies. See, that'd get on the telly because it's got boobies in it.
That'd run for days on end. And what is a booby? Like, what kind of bird is it? Is it cute?
It's
because you know how I hate, like, trying to save uncute animals.
I have to say, it looks a bit haughty to me.
Oh, does it? It
looks a bit full of itself. Look at that booby. Yeah, but you take a look at that photo. That is...
Oh, that's a bird that's had it too good for too long. That's what that is.
I've already turned on the booby.
Yeah, sorry. I'm out for the telethon.
Bugger the booby.
That'll do.
They can fend for itself. What about wearable cheese? There's a story that, frankly, a lot of shows on Triple M haven't been game to tackle.
Scared.
Let's bring it on. The makers of the world-famous blue cheese, Stilton, have launched a perfume. Oh, de Stilton aims to recreate the earthy and fruity aroma of Stilton in an eminently wearable perfume.
Eminently wearable.
Eminently wearable. A Manchester-based aromatics company was commissioned by the Stilton Cheesemakers Association, and don't they go off?
Bedtime.
Oh, those Stilton.
Listen, get them in a room.
Woo! The Stilton talk goes till dawn. They've been commissioned, the aromatics company, by the cheesemakers to synthesise the perfume as part of a campaign to persuade more people to eat their product.
So the thinking goes, you walk past someone, you think, they smell nice.
Yeah.
What else smells like that that I could eat?
Is that cheese? Are you wearing cheese?
Is it blue cheese, the one with the mould in it? Does it have mould in it, Stilton?
I'm not a Stilton
Mars
buff.
Bar? Call in.
Mars Bar. That's Richard Marsland that's panelling the show these days. You've decided to call him Mars Bar.
Yeah, I just like to think that he's filled with nougat. So.
Or perhaps Stilton. I thought we were going nickname free on this show.
Oh, I know.
Couldn't resist.
All right. Well, I call him Richard Marsland, but Mars Bar's got sizzle. That's all I'm saying.
You don't like Marslow? You ever get Marslow?
No, I don't get Marslow, but the thing is about Mars Bar is that when I was starting to be called Mars Bar in high school, and then a gay club in my hometown of Adelaide opened up called the Mars Bar, the only gay club in town.
Okay. There was a guy who I worked with in Sydney on the street team. Who was like a rockin' dude. Like he played a lot of bass, really good musician, you know, played in a rock band. He was telling me about the first band he was ever in, which was a hard rock band called Stonewall. Named after the
fantastic
famous gay bar in Sydney.
All right. Well, let's see if we can come up with a non-gay bar related nickname.
All right.
For Maslow. But getting back to O. de Stilton.
Yeah, right, sorry.
Blue Stilton cheese has a very distinctive mellow aroma.
It smells bad, doesn't it?
I thought it does.
I thought it kind of stank a bit.
Do you want to get around smelling of cheese? Is that what the ladies are into? You're out there on the market. Ed.
Yeah, obviously, you know, not smelling of cheese, not getting any action. That's what I'm doing wrong. I'm going to rub some Kraft singles on myself before
just
I go out.
Whop a square under each arm. And you're away.
When you said wearable cheese, yeah. In my head I had this vision.
Of a cheese suit.
Well, a cheese kind of mesh singlet.
Wow. I'm picturing a whole three-piece corduroy suit made entirely.
Covered in wax.
Made from Kraft singles. I love the idea. What was I saying?
You can wear Stilton.
This is a quote from someone calling themselves a Stilton spokesman. Nigel White, Blue Stilton cheese has a very distinctive mellow aroma, and our perfumier was able to capture the key essence of that scent and recreate it in what is an admittedly unusual but highly wearable perfume.
I've got to smell it.
Yeah. Unless you're wearing cheese, you're nobody in this town. Any sign of that Heath Franklin yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think you attract a lot of cracker makers if you...
This is our opening break.
Sorry, man.
Here's what we're going to do. Whales. Do you want to talk whales?
Big time.
I was watching a documentary on the Discovery Channel last night.
Of course you were.
And, you know, it's full of interesting whale facts. Have a listen to this.
In the Pacific Ocean, male humpback whales announce themselves to females with a song.
What is that song? Can you make it out? Have a listen. Recognize that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is.
They love a bit of Bryan Adams, those humpback whales. That'd be Beds Are Burning. That's Midnight Oil here at Triple M. It's Get This. And a big hello to anyone listening this morning with diabetes. There's a lot of people out there with it, Ed. Mm. And a special hello to any fat person who's been caught on the news from the waist down.
There was so much of that last night.
So much of that footage. The forgotten victims of diabetes. Don't you think?
The televised victims.
You know, when you're just sitting at home and you hear the phrase soaring obesity levels and you look up at the telly and go, that's my ass! They're the people that have been forgotten during this epidemic. Let's have a round of applause for our guest, Heath Franklin. He's here.
Hey, mate. Yes, finally made it.
Now, not to be confused with Bob Franklin, you're easily startled, unlike Bob. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
See?
Case in point.
Startled right there.
Freaking out.
You're Ronnie Johns from that Ronnie Johns show and also Chopper Reed.
Yes, indeed.
We had your manager call up and say, do you want him as Chopper or do you want him as yourself? Is there a sort of, do you go on some shows as Chopper? Is that right?
Well, I don't have to bring the mustache for radio ones as Chopper, right. But which is nice. But everyone wants Chopper. No one wants me. So thanks for wanting me.
No, we've said to your manager, but, you know, we just can't have that much swearing on the TV, on the radio, this time of the morning. And he's got all haughty. He's gone, hey, there's a lot more to the character than just swearing, mate.
Oh, well, you know, what you do when you're writing a Chopper script is you write sort of a standard script
right.
At, for about half the length, and then you add the F words and it sort of
bang
fills out to the time you want. Really.
You're away. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are asking you about the real Chopper Reed. Were you in some kind of photo spread with him recently, or was that achieved with Photoshop?
No, I was there. We turned up to have some photos taken for a magazine, and the photographer guy kind of was like, here, Chopper, you have a meat cleaver, and Heath, you have a slightly smaller meat cleaver. And, I mean, I could have really been given about 50 meat cleavers and it would have made a difference. He would have had me.
And how was he, you know, with you? Has he seen the program?
He has a sort of subtle blend of intimidation and friendliness that he sort of works over at the same time. Where, you know, just when you think everything's getting on well, he's insistent that you have your ears cut off to do a better job. I kind of tried explaining to him that I've, you know, sunglasses to wear and hats to wear and all sorts of things to do with my ears. You know, I don't want to rule out the possibility of an earring down the line or something like that. But no, he was fairly insistent that I haven't taken off to do a proper job.
Wow.
So, he's a perfectionist.
Yeah, he knows what he wants.
Exactly.
And that's for me to cut my ears off.
But he used to, I mean, I remember when we did Martin Malloy, he used to call up Sansi Robinson, who was assistant producer on the show, and want to come on the show. And it was sort of pre the lovable Chopper. You remember before that Elle McFeast appearance, he was a scary guy and we wouldn't have him on the show. And people would say, oh, is that for ethical reasons that you're not going to have... I'm going, no, I'm just scared. His tears, he killed 19 blokes or something. But now he's sort of wheeled out for commercials and he's available for photo shoots and he's becoming a sort of lovable member of society.
Well, he's an artist now.
Yeah, he's quite a good artist, I have to say.
Well, I actually haven't seen any of it. I've been trying to track it down, but... It must be soothing him in some ways or have some therapeutic value or something. But
Well, I think a lot of people developed a bit of sympathy for Chopper Reed when they saw his Australian story. Did you ever see that?
No, I didn't.
He was one of these people who, back in the early 60s, it was just apparently shock treatment was just standard practice for everything.
Mm.
You know, athlete's foot, oh, well, electricity. That's the answer. And it was way more severe than the amounts of electricity they're giving their housemates and Big Brother. It was severe. And, well, you know, Chopper Reed was given like about 7 million volts a day for several, and you can sort of start to put it together.
It's starting to... The equivalent to our cup of coffee, though, for Chopper, really.
That's right. He doesn't get out of bed.
He would have asked for a little biscuit to go on the side, I think.
And where did that idea come from? Is that just something you were doing to amuse yourself that ended up on the telly?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's not that easy. You don't just sort of stagger in front of a camera. But
no.
Yeah, I was doing it around university, just for friends kind of thing, after doing university shows. And someone was like, oh, we should put that in one of our reviews. And I did it there. And then after that, did it at the Comedy Festival. And then after that, found myself standing in front of a studio audience going, how the hell did this happen?
And now Logie nominee.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful moment, Heath, when they cut to the nominees for your category. Yeah. And everyone was kind of sitting there, you know, gently smiling. And you had, what, 4 drinks? A few cigarettes behind your ear, and
they framed a lot of drinks out. Actually,
cigarettes behind the ear. Chopper wouldn't have liked that.
There he is again. Look at him, got rid of them.
Showing off with his ear capacity.
And do you have any Logie bombshells? Was there? I know, you know, it was a couple of weeks ago now, but was there any activity? You always hear about the activity in the toilets.
The toilets were a bit weird, but mostly because you walked into the men's toilets and there were lots of makeup products, and then you're like.
Right.
You do the quick check around, you're like, am I in the right? And then you see urinals and your sort of heart slows down again. And
what kind of makeup?
Just like foundation and
a lot of powder. Like, is that what you're saying?
Wow, touch yourself up.
Well, a lot of powder indeed. But yes.
There was a story years ago at the Logies. I won't name any names, but one of these people from your Channel 31 channel were just charging into the toilets of the Logies and just putting the camera up over the top of the thing. And I think a certain celebrity was nosed down on the toilet seat.
That's great.
And rushed out, grabbed the cameraman, and called their lawyer on the mobile phone and stood around for half an hour while the lawyer arrived to dispose of the footage.
Brimming with self-confidence.
The kind of stuff I want to see on the Logies.
That's good stuff.
You know, they have that, what is it, the arrivals, and they just interview people about what they... What about a departures? What about a bit of that at the end of the show? What are you wearing? Jack Daniels. I'd like to see that package. Heath, do you want to stick around? We've got more.
Yeah, I'll stick around.
We've got more rubbish to do. Here at Get This. That's Blunty with Wise Men here at Get This on Triple M. Tony Martin, Ed Cavalli, and Heath Franklin joining us today. You've seen him on the Ronnie Johns show. He is Ronnie Johns. What's the story? Your series was cut in half, was it?
We decided not to try and battle with all the over Christmas business and did a bunch of episodes beforehand, a bunch after.
Right. And what sort of reaction do you get from people on the street? Is it a show that people like, or?
It's a show that people have not seen.
Right.
For the most part.
Hurrah!
Which was, became quite evident at the Logies when we were sort of all piled into a limousine. And as each limousine pulled up with, you know, the host of Neighbours or Home and Away stars, they'd get out the red carpet, and the sort of the seating they have set up there was filled with sort of teenage girls and middle-aged women who would all go crazy and, you know, almost faint. And we got out of the limo and there was this kind of confused sound where people didn't quite know what were going on or whether we were just some ugly security guards or, or what. So there was one stage where the photographers... said to the girls in our cast, or if the girlfriends could just stand at either end of the photo.
Oh, dear.
And they were kind of like, is that the glass ceiling I can feel?
Oh, that glass ceiling.
Yeah.
can't get away. You can get to the glass ceiling and you can press your naked breasts against it. That's allowed and that's as far as you can get.
Leave some lipstick marks or something.
But obviously enough people have seen the show and are fans of it to get along to see you doing, a show that I can't even say the name of. Let's just abbreviate it to Chopper's Bingo, shall we?
Yes. Chopper's Bingo with flavouring.
What exactly is it? Is this a genuine bingo night?
Yes, it is. It's bingo the way it should be, though. Because, I mean, really bingo is the new base jumping, where it all comes down. It's an adrenaline sport. And we've just tried to sort of, you know, update it a bit, take it to the 21st century and put a moustache on it, really.
And now you've been doing this all over, but I guess the next show would be at the Riverside Theatres in Parramatta from May 21st to June 4th. People coming along can expect comedy and bingo.
That's what, together at last.
Yeah.
And, and other shenanigans that will probably involve lawsuits of various descriptions.
There you go.
There was trouble. You did it during the Melbourne Comedy Festival. There was a bit of trouble one night, wasn't there?
Yeah, it got cut short when two people having nunchucker fights with sausages went out of control. And
not again.
Yeah, I know. You know, the usual. So
there's a lot of it about, as is computer hacking.
I love it. Can I just say I'm impressed by computer hacking.
Yeah.
I can't turn one on, so I'm really impressed when people hack stuff.
What about this bloke in England? Have you been following his work? Bloke who broke into the Pentagon.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not strongly. What happened?
Well, I always assumed that computer hacking was fairly complex.
Yeah.
You know, beyond most of us.
Mm.
But I have listened to this interview conducted by Get This's Tony Martin.
Well, I'm here with Gary Melmont, the man who's accused of hacking into the computer system at the Pentagon and wreaking havoc online.
Good morning.
Obviously, doing something like this would require skills. It must have taken years to develop.
Not really, no. It's pretty straightforward, really.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you a demonstration if you want. There we go. If you look on the screen, that's your Pentagon site there.
Yeah, that's the front page. Obviously, anyone can get to that. Hacking into the system itself must take years to...
No, it's pretty simple. It's just Alt, Control, Delete. And there you go, we're in.
Sorry, what did you just do there?
It's all Control, Delete, and you're in.
Alt, Control, Delete. It's as simple as that, is it?
Yeah. I don't think I'm talking out of school. I mean, it's pretty standard hacking procedure.
Right, so we're inside the Pentagon's computer system?
Yeah, as you can see, access to all the missile guidance. You've got your launch procedures.
Hang on a second. I mean, you can't actually do anything with this stuff, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
what would you like?
Don't touch anything. I mean, obviously, people would need passwords. You haven't got the passwords to get to.
No, you don't really need the password. It's just Alt, Control, and Delete. There you go. And hang on, what have I done?
What have you done? What have you done?
Sorry, I thought I'd launched a nuclear missile there on China.
But you wouldn't have. It wouldn't be that simple.
No, you'd need Alt, Control, Caps Lock, Delete. There you go. And we're off.
Sorry, what have you done?
Thermonuclear missile headed towards Beijing.
Sorry, this is a joke, isn't it? There's no way you can.
No, that's a full-scale nuclear emergency. It's about probably 45 seconds till impact.
Is there any way to call this off?
Yeah. It's just Alt, Control, Shift, Delete. Oh, that doesn't seem to have worked. And Alt, Control, Delete, Shift. No, they've obviously upgraded. Bloody hell, they normally don't do this for another 10 years. Well, that's a bugger.
So hang on, we've got a nuclear missile heading for Beijing. Yeah, is that what you're telling me?
Oh, God. Hang on. China's got your anti-missile defence system now. I'll just have to go to their website.
Right.
Alt, Control, Delete. And, that's all Chinese. God. What's the equivalent? Delete. There we go. And crisis averted.
What did you do there?
I just launched a counter missile from the bunkers hidden deep beneath the People's City.
And you just did that with Alt, Control, Delete.
Yeah.
Well, this has been fascinating.
No drama.
Sorry, can I just ask, what radio are you from?
Triple M, all across the country.
Triple M, right. When will this be on?
Not sure yet. I tell you what, you can just go to the website and you can play it back on streaming.
Yeah. Look,
podcast or something.
Can you send me a tape? I can never get that JavaScript to work.
Sure.
Get this.
To stop them, we must have the best possible intelligence.
The Census 1234 on Triple M.
The home of devolution. It's Get This here on Triple M. Myself, Tony Martin, Ed Cavalier, and
hello.
Of course, Heath Franklin. You know him from the Ronnie Johns Show. Touring at the moment with Chopper's effing bingo show. Coming soon to Parramatta. Heath, have you been following the Todd and Brant saga? Todd and Brant's excellent adventure?
Yes, I have been very, very closely.
I'm seeing you as Brant in the next series of Ronnie Johns.
I can see that happening.
I'm using Brant's own psychic prediction powers. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I heard he had a go.
Brant was communicating telepathically with his wife while he was down the hole.
Wow. Have they tested this?
I don't know if there's been actual tests, but it's a television opportunity waiting to
happen. Betcha.
Psychic Brant. I want to see a show called Crossing Over with Brant.
Are his powers only effective from a kilometre below the earth?
See, that's it. They'd have to build a studio, a tiny studio, a kilometre below the earth.
Yeah.
With just room for Brant and Kerri-Ann Kennelly.
and Kerri-Ann's gown.
Oh, psychic Brant. And someone else tried.
But anything else? Did she say to him, first, I knew you were communicating with me? Or did he say, I was communicating with you telepathically? And she went, yeah, no, you were.
It doesn't really say.
There's any more information.
There's not a lot of psychic information in the papers.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were in constant communication.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
Don't come up, Naomi Robson's still here. Stay down there. And also, you've got domain name. Somebody has registered www.todd. Is it Todd Russell?
Yeah.
ToddRussell.com, BrantWeb.com. Someone's tried to get them, and the government stepped in and gone, no.
No, come on.
Not going to happen. What would you do with that? What would you do if you've got BrantWeb.com?
And this doesn't pay off. What if you've gone to all this trouble, and then he doesn't want it?
Yeah.
What do? You've just got to make a tribute website.
It's just going to be called BrantWeb.com and, yeah, free Viagra. That's all it'll be. What other dimensions do we have? Kim Beazley is already trumpeting the upcoming telly movie.
He wants to play Brant.
Could he do it?
Yeah.
Does he have the psychic abilities?
Wait, how big was the space down there?
not room for one Beasley. Couldn't get it in there. But Kim Beazley said, this is going to be a great Australian book and a great Australian film, and so it should be.
Mm.
But is it going to be a great Australian film, do you think?
It's like Ned Kelly times two, I reckon, in terms of the lore of it and, you know, the place in history. It's just...
But the thing is that the kind of film that Kim Beazley's talking about, they don't need to make that because we can all see it in our heads.
Yeah.
We can see them coming out with the triumphant music playing.
Yeah,
at
the slow motion camera up through a little bit of like fog and stuff.
Yeah.
And extras who haven't been told not to overact really joyously kind of jumping and trying to get their heads in frame.
But it's like when, you know, there was going to be a Chappelle Corby movie. Remember that? Details of the family started to emerge and suddenly that went away. But it was just going to be a story of hope and triumph and a sort of Kate Winslet playing Chappelle Corby, dressed as a nun, worshipping at a single candle. In the corner of a cell.
Oh, I'm crying already.
You're going, no, that's not the film. The interesting stuff was what was going on around. They needed Robert Altman to come in and make a film with the bloke from Crazy Johns. Remember that? It's the bloke from Crazy Johns was involved. No one batted an eyelid at that. And then wasn't he sued by somebody else who said they were crazier?
Yeah, that's true. Couldn't prove he was the craziest.
And you're going, there's your movie. Everything that's going on around. And the same with this deal. It's not so much what's going on down the mine and hope and courage and triumph.
It's the bloke at home getting domain names.
The journalists battling for their corner of the mine up top. It's Naomi Robson.
Hassling old people as to how they feel.
It's whoever that journalist was who said, and Paul Murray on Triple M revealed that there was one journalist who wouldn't use the public toilets. Who said, quote, I don't do public toilets.
No, fair enough.
Went and took a dump in the Winnebago. Plumbing wasn't connected up. There's your movie. What was going on up top is all the good gear for the movie. I don't want to see, you know, Wind Beneath Your Wings, Here Comes Brant.
No, I don't. I want to see a man taking a dump in a Winnebago.
There you go. a story of hope and triumph. It's time to climb Talkback Mountain. We're not talking about that. We're talking about addictions because people are addicted to their mobile phone. You guys, Heath, do you have a mobile phone?
Yes, I do.
Addicted to it? Can't leave the house without it? Start getting jittery, edgy if you haven't got the phone in your pocket?
I actually enjoy it a little bit when I forget it. You're kind of like, well, that's...
You remember what life was like in 1996?
Yeah. And you remember when you used to meet people and you didn't... You actually made proper plans. I'm like, I'll meet you in Sydney... And then we'll have a phone call and narrow it down from there. You're kind of like, I'm going to meet you outside the cinemas at 7:15, and if you're not there, I'm on a bus.
Crazy times. Users are experiencing personal problems ranging from agitation if forced to turn off their phones to low self-esteem if they do not get calls or texts.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have a mobile phone, so this doesn't bother me. I don't know any more people than I knew in 1996. I don't have anything more to say than I had in 1996. And I just don't get interrupted all day. You have so much more time. Yeah. I mean, it's like email. I have email. That's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's like, it takes about an hour and a half to
but
get through.
But what about small incidental things? What if you were meant to meet someone somewhere and like, and you've kind of forgotten where, or you're a bit late or something? What do you do then?
Just don't turn up. Stay at home.
Sweet.
But, I don't know. Everyone says to me, you know, if you haven't got a mobile phone, this is what people will say. Oh, well, mate, what's going to happen when you're stranded in the outback?
True.
Okay, when am I going to be in the outback? That's never going to happen. Certainly not since Wolf Creek. I'm never leaving the city again. So anyway, addictions. Let's talk about it. Not just mobile phones, anything that you're addicted to. Please don't call up and say heroin.
No. We have enough of that.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
It makes for bad radio, really, doesn't it?
But do you have any addictions, guys, you want to get out?
I was addicted to Bounty bars for a long time.
Ooh.
Delicious, delicious Bounty bars.
That could be one.
Yep.
Popping plastic. I'm addicted to the popping plastic. Just can't get enough.
Just see you doing that. That's
can't
great.
Get enough of the popping plastic. Heath, any addictions?
Indian food is something I've been fighting for a long time.
Don't go down a mine.
No.
What about, here's what I'm addicted to. I've got a friend who works at the Federal Mint.
Oh, yeah.
And I am addicted to just constantly saying to him, mate, that's just a license to print money.
Hey.
It's appalling. But I just
get to awesome jokes.
It's the only time you can legitimately use that phrase.
It is. It is. Sorry, I got distracted. I
just love, you're being distracted by the fact that everyone wants to know what the Ed Cavalier prize pack is. He's producing the prize pack. Here it comes.
All right, everybody.
Having a whinge that we weren't giving anything away, decided to track down prices of his own.
Went out and got himself some, got you guys some prizes. There is a first consolation prize, which is a leather imitation bracelet with real fake diamantes.
That just looks like a dog collar.
How dare you? That is that is costume rock jewelry.
So there's no people aren't competing for this. It's just everyone who calls in gets a prize.
Gets from a prize. Okay, then we've also got opals, Tone. How about that?
Opals?
Real opal necklace.
Wow.
With a W on it for winner. That's the second consolation prize. We've got another one of those with an S on it. I figure someone with an S is going to call up because it's the most common first name. Those are the three consolation prizes. And the major prize is a light blue T-shirt with a man in a gas mask and the and then some words that say who farted.
Oh, what other show is offering you that? Heath is really impressed. He's running out. He's going to call in himself.
So give us a call. That's what we're playing for.
Opals, fart gags and dog collars. What other show gives you that much? Call us with your addiction. Something legal, if possible.
Yeah.
Talkback Mountain 133353. That's Powderfinger, my happiness here at Get This on Triple M. And we're climbing Talkback Mountain. The results of Ed's shoplifting spree, a fabulous selection of prizes. We have Heath Franklin from The Ronnie Johns Show. You've seen his work as Chopper Reed. Chopper's effing bingo is doing the rounds. And you've actually got prizes. You've got tickets to that, have you?
That's right.
Wow!
Upstaged.
Nobody, every other show, nobody's listening to any other show. They're listening to the one with the opals.
And some of that delicious bling.
The bingo action. We're talking addictions. Yeah. Are you addicted to something? We need to know about it. Who's first?
G'day, Peter.
Hey, Jan.
Good, how are you?
Oh, it's bad.
Where are you?
Brisbane.
Brisneyland. What are you addicted to?
Counting signs and stuff while I'm driving.
Oh.
Really?
You can't turn it off, is that right?
only get to about 40 because I've got a low attention span.
Oh, so that's, you've got two actual conditions that are fighting each other in a way.
Oh, you get up that far, then you get bored and then start again.
Right.
Is it at the point where you actually go driving to feed your addiction?
No. But the thing is, what's really confusing is, you know, the plastic Lego blocks?
Yeah.
When they don't put them orange white and they put a couple of oranges together, yeah. And it just really mucks up things.
Oh. Ruins your day?
Yeah, just depressing.
Oh, Peter, I know it's going to cheer up that depression. How about an S? How about an opal necklace with an S on it?
Yeah, whatever.
What? Right, that's
no,
it, Peter.
No, it's a great prize back when the response is, yeah, whatever.
Great prize for you. Thanks, Peter.
Yeah,
thanks, good guys.
See ya.
Have fun out there on the roads. In a couple of years, he won't be able to afford that addiction anyway.
Thanks, Mark. Hello, Mark.
G'day.
How are you?
Very well. What? How are you?
Good, mate. What's your addiction?
Television.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anything or?
No, just, yeah, absolutely anything, actually. Mostly I'll just watch commercials and anything like that. But I'm a reformed addict. I've been without TV now for about 2.5 years.
Congratulations. So you have no idea what's going on in the Big Brother house?
Well, I get a little bit of an idea because you hear it. You can't get away from that sort of stuff. But,
no. You
know, it's all right. I survive still. Like, if I go around to someone's house, this is where it gets real depressing. If I go to someone's house and we're going for dinner and the TV's on, they won't get much conversation out of me.
Right. Ah, you just fall back in. How's your life changed since you got out of TV?
Sorry?
How's your life changed since you gave up TV?
The conversation's obviously coming along.
Well, hang on, let me just turn the TV off.
Boom, boom. All right, jokes like that are going to get you the delicious bracelet, the faux leather Diamante bracelet.
Yeah.
Hey? You don't reckon I could get the W?
All right, you can.
Oh, please.
Wow.
You win. You can wear it upside down and make it an M. How about that?
That's even better.
Booyah.
It's a tough negotiation to then on the prize counter.
Hey, Wayne.
Wayne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you going?
Good, man. What's your addiction?
Triple M radio competition.
Oh, you're not one of these prize pigs that we hear about, are you?
I think I must have been to Grand Prix 4 years in a row with you. I've been go-karting, won an electric shaver, a CD.
Can't get enough, but it's all been leading to this point, has it not?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the grand finale.
Yeah, I know what you want, Wayne. You want the Diamante bracelets.
Beautiful.
Yes. Price tag still on it. It might say $1, but I assure you I paid less.
And what is your technique, Wayne? Are you one of these people who dials the first, you know, six numbers and then just waits?
No, I just got the fast redial happening.
Fast redial.
There you go. Thanks,
Wayne. He's furious that he didn't get the who farted joke.
No, that's being saved. It's saved for our last course. Steve, are you there? Oh, we lost Steve.
We lost Steve. What was he addicted to?
He was addicted to telling bad jokes.
Oh, right. Snap.
Yeah. Oh, no, hey, Steve's back.
Hello.
Steve's back, I think.
You there, Steve?
Steve? No, not back. Oh, well, Steve, you get the T-shirt, the who farted T-shirt.
Wow.
And, yeah, a bit of an anticlimax, actually.
It looks really deflated.
Really am.
Like you spent 24 hours getting ready for this segment and it's just on the floor in pieces.
Everyone hates the prizes, Tony.
No, I think you're wrong. I think you can come back from this.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow's segment will be a lot more dynamic.
I'm going to go get more prizes.
Yeah, what are you working on?
Maybe
a stick?
No,
a couple of rocks that you found in the street, maybe that could work.
I was going to make some stuff, but people hate it.
Oh, what a sad ending. Heath, you've got those fabulous tickets to Chopper's Bingo.
Yeah, or if you would prefer, I've got some macaroni art that I've been working on. some silver spray paint, and it's a smiley face. So it's
the segment of kings. Talkback Mountain.
Get this.
There's more behind this than meets the eye.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
That would be Snow Patrol, You're All I Have, here at Triple M. It's Get This, winding up for another one. Heath Franklin has been sitting in for the whole show. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for tolerating me.
And Chopper's Effing Bingo is coming to the Riverside Theatres in Parramatta from May 21st to June 4th. Have you got your pens out? People who want to know where you can get the tickets, here it comes. If you're in Sydney, call this number, 8839 3399. Book now. And in fact, the first five people who call up from Sydney will get themselves free tickets. Obviously, we'd like them to call up in the chopper voice. Is that a good idea, do you think, Heath?
Yeah, why not? Why not have an imitation of an imitation of an imitation?
There you go.
let's send it down the line.
That's 1-3-3-5-3 is the number for those tickets. I think we do have Steve on the line. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I am now. Yeah, listen, I'm not addicted to mobile phones. The bloody things drop out.
No.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's all right. Tell us your bad joke real quick, mate.
Hey?
Tell us one of your bad jokes that you're addicted to real quick.
Okay, they're like two-liners. You ask a question and you answer it. Like in a normal situation, like someone gives you a cigarette
yep.
and you say, have you got a light, Mac? And then you say, no, but I got a dark overcoat.
Oh,
listen, another one quick. I'm in the shower with the wife and you're looking for the soap.
Yeah.
Two nuns in the shower. One says, where's the soap? And the other one says, yes, it does, doesn't it?
You've got to laugh from our...
Yeah, I'm confused, but you are the winner of the light blue Who Farted T-shirt.
Yay!
Yeah, that's the response I'm looking for.
There's that.
You may call every day, Steve. Well
You're
done.
A king amongst men, Steve.
All right, now, just stay on the line.
That's the happy ending we've been waiting for. Yep. Thanks for coming in, Heath. Thanks to everyone who called us up with an addiction. And I think today's key phrase was, save our boobies. And we'll be back tomorrow with Santo Chilaro. And it's all thanks to Census. 1-2-3-4.